right, start the show, John.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone, to another episode of Coppa's Basement. Put your hands together. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio, hence the creepy name. I picked it when I was probably around your age, and I've been stuck with it ever since. It's kind of a shit gig. I'm joined today by my co-host, Jesse. You know Jesse.
Yeah,
Jesse
hello.
Robinson.
Hi. Hi, how's
Say
it
what's up. Give it up for Jesse.
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
Oh, yes. I appreciate the golf clapping. It's very nice. It's very
and
nice.
To my far right is Chris Lingbach.
Hello.
Chris has done radio in Fairfax for how long now, Chris?
In Fairfax?
Well, you moved from Fairfax. It started in Fairfax.
Yeah, everything started for me in Fairfax.
It did.
I honestly felt like I was driving to a high school party. let me just say that John didn't tell me anything about where this was or what it was. He just gave me the address and said, show up. So here I am. I'm driving like past my old high school. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then
you want to like shotgun a beer or something?
Well, that's coming next, but...
My brother left his ID.
Then the GPS turns me right into a neighborhood, and I'm like, okay, I've definitely been to parties here in the basements. I mean, what the fuck is... Am I going to show up like a community center? What is this? Again, having no knowledge of what's happening.
I have been to a party at this house before coming here. There was actually a party at this home where I got severely intoxicated, and now we're back doing comedy in the basement.
We're all living our dreams.
We are.
Yeah, perfect.
I feel I did explain to you that it was an actual basement. The first time I want to add that Papa's Basement has been recorded in a basement, despite the humble name.
We're
usually
for
in a studio.
Real?
Yeah, we're usually in a studio. So
you said it is a what did you say? A free thought space or something,
something
like that.
Morgan, if you want to come up and explain, we're recording in a place called Wet Space, which, despite the name, is not a strip club.
Do I get to talk into a microphone?
That's what
you do.
Yeah.
You get to pull up. This is Morgan, our hostess, and the MC of the weekend. Just pretty much...
Hello.
Yeah, just...
Hello.
As aggressive as that was, just cram your face onto the mic.
This is Wet Space. It's my basement. Yes. My friend Eric Berenger and Jesse Robinson, in their basement, they used to have a thing called Cry Space, and they did basement comedy shows, stand-up comedy, improv, a lot of drinking, and I have decided, since they moved out of their house, I've decided to carry on the legacy and rename it Wet Space.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It definitely does look like a wet space down here.
I thought it was fun.
What?
Mildew's no laughing matter, kids. You'll learn that one day.
What's great is you can actually hear the people not cheer.
I like this one better.
So, Chris, I have to ask. I haven't seen you clean-shaven in a while. Is this clean? Chris spent the day looking for a rental place, speaking of moving out.
Mm.
You're moving with your girlfriend somewhere, and is this something you did to convince people that, like, you're normal, that you can be trusted?
No, it's like this little thing I like to call, it's been 3.5 years and she needed a little token that it's actually going somewhere.
Okay.
So,
man,
that's what today was.
So, you know,
driving around looking at places where my world is going to end as I know it.
Wow, man.
So yeah, it was fun. It was a good day. And hey,
what did
I
have a question for this day that you've had. What did you have for breakfast?
I don't know.
You don't know what you had for breakfast this morning?
Is this a trick question? Are you doing a character right
He's
now?
Going to reach between his pants and
is
say, D's nuts.
Does my breath smell bad?
No, I'm just interested
of
what you ate today to have such a terrific day. Dude, just tell me what you had for breakfast.
I don't know.
Well, it's all right. Okay.
Let's just say.
How did he screw you, Jesse? What was he supposed to say?
He was supposed to tell me anything that he had for breakfast.
Literally anything.
And then I was going to, you know, if I wanted to have a really shitty day, eat that for breakfast. Yeah.
I thought that was a good bit. Just as is.
Yep, you're listening to Papa's Basement as we audition for America's Got Talent with feedback.
Killing so far.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good bit.
Keep doing that. I love that.
Fourth mic. That's, get up here for a
that's fun.
I just, anytime we eat shit, I want you to say, that was a good bit.
After about 4 minutes of silence. Yeah.
So I'm going to go out on a limb to get the audience on our side right now. You're a bunch of college guys for the most part, right? Theater, right?
Yes. This guy's doing the bit where he comes up and grabs the microphone and doesn't say anything into it. No, go for it. Go.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I think that's a pretty accurate sample. The theater population.
So I have a question for you. What made you want to yell during the middle of the podcast?
You have this fourth microphone installed, and as this man was awkwardly installing mics, he said, hey, there's a little bit of audience interaction.
Yeah.
There was no real indicator of when that would be, and then there was a lot of dead air.
Well,
I felt like saying something funny.
Well, then I'm glad your listening skills are...
This is great. We get to call out.
My hand to speak.
Morgan, walk up to the mic. Otherwise, it's not going to pick up.
Oh, okay. I think it's picking up fine.
Really? Is it?
I was going to say, some people need their social cues written in like a guideline.
Oh.
That's on you, Jesse.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I left the Word document at home.
Once you breakfast harassed Chris, I think you turned the audience on us, dude.
Yeah.
They were really behind
like
Lingbach over
only
here.
Only three mics, I would have been less confused.
So I'm going to say something.
Four mic show with three hosts.
It's a bold statement over here, but I think it's going to get us good with the audience.
All right.
Please applaud if you are not a fan of Donald Trump. There you go. That's literally all I have for the broadcast. Thank you. We had him change out of his MAGA hat in the car. No, I'm kidding.
He's joking.
No, he is. I know you guys haven't heard the show before. I would say I am kind of the neurotic one. I'm right now convinced that I have bed bugs, some sort, which is, aren't you happy I'm in wet space right now, Morgan?
Yeah, that's bringing, nice of you to bring.
Dude, what? In. You're sitting like right next to me.
No, my leg is literally touching my Robin Williams level hair. Is against your nice slack.
Oh.
Don't worry, I'm fine. All I'm neurotic. Chris over here, Chris is the anxious one. So for the next 40 minutes, we're going to talk about North Korea and its new missiles and their ability to reach pretty much anywhere if we are to believe the propaganda. So where are you buying that apartment again?
Oh, God. Fairfax?
Oh, yeah. Well within the blast radius.
Thanks, dude.
When D.C. goes up, yeah. Mm. You see Terminator 2, Judgment Day? That scene with the chain link fence? That's all right, that's dead air. But that's also going to be you. Jesse, what are you bringing here?
I want to go back to the MAGA hats. Like, what if they had a LIDS that was just Make America Great Again hats? Just in different colors. And
so what you're saying is the gift shop at Trump Hotel?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's also LIDS. And... And you have to go in to LIDS, and there's a whole bunch of options. But then it all says Make America Great Again. It's all the same font, too, just different colors and patterns on the hat.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it.
I mean, you have your classic red up in the front.
Of course.
Red with the white stitching. Yeah, that's the go-to for a lot of MAGA fans.
You mean Americans?
Well, some Americans, I suppose.
I think the MAGA hat is really a pain in the ass. Honestly, I don't care how people voted, because people vote, however, for very deep-seated reasons. It's not a logical thing. So if you come up here like, I voted for
Thank
Trump.
Thank God it's not a logical thing.
Yeah, I know. That would be terrifying. People actually thought things out.
I love it when people just flip a coin and go, fuck it, I'm going with this one.
Exactly. Nice smile on that guy. But have you noticed how the MAGA hat has kind of like ruined really every red hat for you, and especially in the D.C. area?
I did have a Washington Capitals hat, and I put it on getting ready to go to a game, and I was like, I can't do this.
Well, we got this guy right here in the front row, and I see a backwards red cap, and I'm like, I'm going to play the odds. I don't think so, but...
Wait, John, wait, why don't you think so?
A loud shirt.
Oh, loud, okay.
Crazy design that you wouldn't see on a person.
Yeah.
A Trump person too.
I do. I like his shirt looks like the transition part in between scenes in Rugrats.
It's true. It's like when you rub your eyes too hard and things are kind of floating in front of you.
I think you need to go to the doctor.
Yes. My retinas are detached.
I like the girl in the corner who's just like casually writing down notes. I'd like to think that she's writing down notes about, like, well, it went really bad this year. This was really bad.
I'd like to think that it's a to-do list, and she's like, okay, I gotta get MAGA hat. I gotta get Rugrat-looking shirt. That's it. Just two things on the list.
Are they being written over and over?
Yeah.
With a little doodle on the side.
And then there's the guy in the back corner who snaps at jokes. I like that.
That's good too. It's like a poetry jam.
Yeah, it's like a 50s kind of Mad Men thing before they jumped into the 60s and the show got really like sad and dark. Back when
what season did it get dark in your opinion?
I want to say like season 1 was really lighthearted with Jon Hamm just having sex with the hipster. What was her name?
I don't know what her name was. I don't think any part of Mad Men was lighthearted.
It was. It was like a throwback. At first, you had the 50s, and the 50s, like, there was a slight undercurrent to it, but it was really like, you know, America kicked ass in World War II.
I think
we're celebrating the fruits of this.
I think the darkest part of Mad Men was when that guy who played the villain in the second Sherlock Holmes movie hung himself in his office. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
Never saw the show.
Oh, man, darn it. I gave it away for you. A British guy hangs himself on a popular Netflix show.
You don't think there was a happy time to Mad Men?
Just
getting drunk at lunch and selling the shit out of everything.
I did laugh like when the heavy copywriter like pisses himself in front of everybody. That was pretty funny.
Are we gonna do that for a laugh momentarily?
Here's what's great about this being here in the wet space is that usually we're in a studio.
Yes.
And we kind of acknowledge among each other when the wheels really come off the show.
Uh-huh.
But here you can feel it.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you just have to live in it.
Deafening silence and leering eyes just staring back at you.
I'm literally just staring at you, too.
We're doing great. I just spilled gin all over the front of my face. So, we're having a great time. But I'd like to make it known, if we do end up being hated at the end of this, that I'm not an actual member of the Papa's Basement podcast. I am visiting guest.
Neither am I. I'm just a regular guest.
Yeah, this guy...
It's all John's fault.
This guy, John Papa Giorgio. Yeah.
So if you need a locksmith, call this guy.
Yeah.
We ran into this guy accidentally. Chris and I were hungry and we wanted to order pizza and we're trying to look up Papa John's in the directory, but we got to Papa Giorgio instead. He still gave us pizza, but he said we had to do this shitty thing here today too.
Happens all the time. I just have a stack of pizzas that I give to people. I'm like, you will owe me in the future, but
do you know interesting that the guy Jim Larinaga, he used to coach, since we're talking about Fairfax, he used to coach the George Mason men's basketball team. And then
he the guy that got him to the Final Four?
Went to the Final Four, and then he was like, well, I'm too good for this. So then he went to Miami. And in Miami, people are not interested in the basketball program. They're interested in football. People pack for the football stadium, and they come to all the games. But they're not coming to the basketball games. This guy, Larinaga, went and had all of the players take pizzas door to door to the dorm rooms and give people pizzas, begging them to come to the basketball games. This is a true thing.
I wish
they went door to door. You know this.
I would
have
bought five pizzas to win this fucking audience.
he had the players go.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, like how in college, like you see a college basketball player on campus, like it's like a, I don't know, it's like a small celebrity sighting almost.
Oh yeah.
Maybe not a George Mason apparently, but.
Well, no, it is. It's also very funny when you have a history class with them and they get an answer wrong and you're like, ha, fuck you. Oh, wait, are we? Is this for Fairfax? Am I not allowed to?
You're not tall enough to get that question wrong.
No, yeah, I'm glad that they had the players do it, because could you imagine, like, creepy old Jim Larranaga going door to door at the college dorms passing out pizza? He's like, hey guys, this one's Supreme.
You just open the door and your grandfather's at the door with the fucking pizza.
Just in his robe and slippers.
Here's an anchovy pizza.
This is yours.
You want to hang out with us on Saturday night? It's at the arena. 7 o'clock. Show up early and bring your ID.
Early bird special.
It's a liver and onion pizza.
And wait. Liver and onion pizza?
Yeah, liver and onion.
That
old.
Sounds disgusting.
It is, but he's old. That's what they eat, apparently, Jesse.
Do you have you ever had a liver and onion pizza?
No, I have not.
No, not nor have I.
Reference.
But
you
it's.
You don't know that old people, like, by law, eat liver and onions?
I don't know. It must be on your brain. You're thinking about it. I think you want to try it. I think you want to try liver and onion pizza.
I mean,
pizza.
If someone wants to order one and get it here. In the next 30 minutes.
Someone goes and tries to call Papa John's and your phone just starts ringing accidentally?
Well, I don't think they would have that as an option, but you could order cheese and then in the notes be like, please bring me liver and onions. You can get it from Denny's on the senior menu, and we'll just throw it together and make John eat it. Then I will vomit, and that will be the end of the show.
Yeah.
So do you have any topics you wanted to get to today, John?
I did. I had a bunch of topics.
Oh, God.
At least a couple. I'm going to bring up something... like, legit near and dear to my heart. And it deals with a horrible stereotype I want to clear up.
Okay.
The young folks of today, they hate that kind of stuff.
This should be good.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get everyone on my side real fast.
You just used the word folks.
Folks, yeah, folks. For the fifth time. It's my verbal crutch. So, Lyft is now adding between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. Only between those hours... my man, Make America Great Again over there. He's on my list. They're adding an option only between those hours to stop at Taco Bell on your way to wherever. You can add a Taco Bell stop. I guess only a Taco Bell stop because only Taco Bell has paid them. And only after 9 p.m.
Everybody's okay with this, right? This isn't like one of those weird, like, let's get out our liberal pitchforks and...
You know who was most okay with this, I bet, is fucking Jiffy Lube, because all the business they're going to get cleaning the carpets after people just vom up double chalupas
now you see,
all over the floor.
That's true.
This is Jesse right now bringing up some ignorant hate. Because, listen to me.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm going to do it so many times. I'm going to do this.
Why is even Taco Bell... selling itself short as like a filthy food that only drunkards are going to want to eat at like 1:45 after they're so shit-faced they would eat a shoebox if you put it in front of them?
This is a good question, but isn't it already working with their branding, the fourth meal and that whole shit?
They have breakfast. Their meals 1 through 3, man. I ate there at breakfast and lunch in the last week.
Yeah, I don't know if you
I'm
can
not, see that.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's like I'm an Adonis over here.
I don't know if you can categorize meals at Taco Bell because personally I believe that you could eat Taco Bell at any point of the day and be satisfied. So I don't know if you could categorize it breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If I just...
I want to say...
Jesse, what did you have for breakfast today?
I don't know. I can't remember. To remind you of someone, Chris.
He did a flawless impression of you just now, and you didn't even recognize him.
No, yeah, I had Taco Bell for breakfast. So
there you go. Now he's doing an impression of me. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is Taco Bell, out of all the major fast food places, has probably gotten me sick the least. Like, I cannot recount a time. Anyone out here, do you specifically remember a time Taco Bell got you sick? All right, I see no hands up, so my point is made. All right.
No, John, they're right there. Their hands are clearly in the air.
I think they're behind that one guy because I'm not seeing anything here. He's lying down. His hand's like half up.
The room's hands up.
Nah, that doesn't. All right, fine. The Three Musketeers of killing my bit. Come up here. Tell me about when you got sick real fast. Jesse needs to refill his gin and tonic.
Can they do it like a quartet?
Oh, really? Both of us?
I mean,
they said the three of us.
Yeah, all three of you.
So the three of you.
Yeah, three of you.
Okay, you go first, Christopher. Tell your story.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I got drunk at Taco Bell.
Right up to it, Christopher. You got to almost.
When I went to Taco Bell. You had
to change your
It was. Yeah. Well, yes, it is.
Putting out his Pall Mall there. Telling us we just got bombed at Pearl Harbor.
All right. I was playing in the trombone section marching band, and we all went to Taco Bell before the game.
Trombone could have gotten you sick. Continue.
Ignorant. And it was, I don't know what was in that, but every single one of us got sick from that Taco Bell.
Were you all trombone players?
We were, well, actually, it was mostly trombone players. We had some tubas, some baritones, trumpets.
I'm just saying you can't blame the Taco Bell here. Instruments get sick all the time.
No, it doesn't. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I don't either. I wish somebody would tell him something that made sense.
So how many people violently ill?
Let's see. There were about 12 of us, and I think about 7 of us got sick.
Jesse, it's actually gotten worse since you left.
Yeah. All right, the exception that proves the rule. Next.
All right.
7 out of 12. I like those odds. Come on.
I mean, it's not that complicated. I'm just lunch at work.
Respect.
Drove out. My options were McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Okay.
I really didn't want chicken that day. So I went to Taco Bell, got a bean burrito, and there was a beefy 5-layer. Came back.
That's some good shit, man.
Just the plain bean burrito.
Yeah, just, you know, tasted good at the time.
Okay.
Went back to work, and all of a sudden, oh.
That quickly?
Mm.
Well, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes after the ending of consuming it. And then 30 minutes later, my boss said, where did you go? And I said, I went to Taco Bell. And I pulled.
Well, what did he expect you to say? Like, I got a hooker in the
bathroom.
My lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she gave me bad smack, and now I'm here. Wow, I see.
Thank you for your war stories, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, not to be an apologist, but I feel that was too fast to be Taco Bell's fault. Not to repeat a question, but what did you have for breakfast that day?
Banana and oatmeal.
All that's right. Some good stuff.
That's some salt of the earth food right there.
Yeah.
All right. Now
okay,
here's
to keep this podcast from going on for 1,000 more years, I actually had Taco Bell last night. And
nice.
It actually made me relatively sick. I mean, it could have partially been because I was watching the Mel Gibson movie Hacksaw Ridge while I ate my Taco Bell.
Could have been the movie. Yeah. He admits
it. What is that movie? Which movie is that?
Hacksaw Ridge is an amazing film about how Andrew Garfield is so pious and Christian that no bullets can hit him as he saves a bunch of World War II men.
So it's like a lot of violence and you're eating Taco Bell.
It's just a horrific amount of gore in there.
That was the one directed by the DUI-ridden racist, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, cool.
His DUI-ridden racist best. It was kind of like a parody movie of Mel Gibson, but it was directed by Mel Gibson. It was like Mel Gibson the movie.
Which I would watch.
The opening scene of warfare is this man examining the corpse of a dead soldier, and then the soldier sits up and starts screaming, and then a bullet flies through him and gore flies everywhere, and then the person looking at the soldier gets shot and gore comes out of him, and it looks like a parody movie of Mel Gibson's Braveheart set in World War II, but it is in fact a Mel Gibson movie.
I like this guy. I think you should have him on the show all the time.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Nice.
I would rather be that corpse right now.
I just like to let listeners who aren't here in the room with us know that Chris is drinking a fucking Four Loko. Right fucking now.
I had 3 options in my bag, and just judging by the way things are going, I had to go to bed.
It's 6:39 on a Sunday afternoon. What are you doing today?
Oh, no, I'm okay. It's all right. I've got to drink it now. It's over.
Brought to you by Four Look.
All right, so to finish this bit as it crashes and burns. thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hat. I thank you.
That was a good bit.
Heisenberg over there. Okay.
I like how we're identifying people just on hats now. We got the MAGA hat. We've got the Heisenberg hat.
Mr. Hat.
I mean, almost no one in this room exists to you guys.
Yeah, everyone else is just Mr. Invisible Hat. So why does Chipotle still get to keep this rep as like the Cadillac of burritos.
Wait, as, when did it ever have that rep? I feel like you had this weird like Taco Bell on a pedestal thing in your head that nobody else does.
I was gonna win everyone over with it.
Wait, did you call
the Cadillac of tacos?
Yeah, is that
Chipotle,
what you just said?
I'm saying
does
Chipotle.
Your Cadillac come with norovirus?
If you get it used, yes.
If you get it in Centerville, calling out Centerville, sorry.
Like, if anything, like, Chipotle is, like, the Cadillac of tacos, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm. Chipotle has this...
District Taco. Really, you guys ever been to District Taco?
Oh, yeah, District Taco?
That's
Taco
some...
Bomba.
Oh.
I'm looking at moving in next to a District Taco.
I thought you were going to move into a District Taco. I mean, you know, something... Just something about that melon salsa, man. Yeah.
No, I can just picture Chris at breakfast sipping a Four Loko in his underwear, reaching in a big pail of taco meat. And,
It's 9:28 on a Monday morning. What are you doing? I'm drinking a Four Loko and eating a handful of...
It's the Cadillac of tacos.
Norovirus not included.
I was saying... I'm just saying, I feel Chipotle, maybe not so much right now because it got people violently ill for like the fifth time
in Centerville.
In Sterling, yeah. Chipotle I've literally eaten at maybe 100 times in my life, so I dodged a bullet there. I'm just saying, everyone makes jokes about Taco Bell getting people ill, and that's Chipotle's baton to run with now. Like, Chipotle is the one getting international press for making people violently ill.
Well, yeah, so Taco Bell material just passes through you and it doesn't even break down. But the Chipotle material could be raw or undercooked, yeah, and it actually can break like down inside of your body, and that's how you'll get ill.
I get what you're saying. Like, Taco Bell is that new high-speed rail that Elon Musk is talking about building.
Just goes right...
Yeah.
In 20 minutes, it goes from mouth to the ass.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have time to get you ill. Like, it's breaking the speed of sound.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Cool. Can't get norovirus if you get diarrhea first.
Exactly.
Is that even true?
Flushes it off. I mean,
yeah.
It has to first, like, you know, get in you in order for it to actually, you know, do anything.
Yeah, your body needs time to absorb it.
But if it just runs right through it, like,
yeah.
Norovirus. Hey, guys, yeah. I don't appreciate this. Norovirus is in right now. Okay, this is like all that we're about.
I'm with Nora.
Yeah.
Stand with her.
Hashtag stand with Nora.
Well, squat.
Squat. Squat with Nora. This is,
I apologize. I have
what
an
the
out.
What the fuck did you invite me to?
A place where you can drink your Four Loko without judgment.
Oh, I'm having a shit ton of fun.
Good one.
Thank you, Smalls. What do we got?
What's the next topic, John?
I'm looking at this outline, this list of topics, and I'm like, why did I think any of this would work?
Hold on. I'll read it. Okay.
We've got hope for a way out of this thing.
Yeah. It's called 17 minutes until we get to punch the
card. Can I read this one?
Well, I'll try to explain them.
I just like to read it. I think it's funny of just reading it,
okay,
what
cool.
You wrote. It doesn't matter. The sperm counts of Western men are down 50% in 40 years. It's children of men time. Who cares?
That does put what's happening here in perspective. We're all going to die. So the fact that we're bombing, it's cool.
See, when I first read that, I thought you meant like Western men, like cowboys, and like their sperm count
like
is down because they have like their sperm count is down because they have such high tight pants.
Yeah.
And it pushes on their
horse
testes.
Riding. Horse riding.
Yeah, and the horse riding just smashes their balls into a nice amuse-a-boots.
That's my favorite Western. When they get into town, it's like, how you been, stranger's like, well, my balls have been mashed for 400 miles now across the Pecos.
So
you got any whiskey?
It's 5:47 p.m. I've just rode into town on my horse. My balls are smashed to shit. What do I want? Four Loko. And then, like, sarsaparilla style, a Four Loko slides down the bar, and he's like,
"How many X's you want on that Four Loko?"
And then he's like, "I'll tell you what, this is the end of Western civilization right here." You know, because of the sperm
count. Yes. Yeah, we figured that out.
The lower sperm counts.
Yeah, like I said, it's a topic that'll take us nowhere, and we're doomed.
Four Loko is going to be the new sponsor of Westworld.
Oh, no. Is that a topic?
Yep. I'm just spouting off fake news.
All right, guys. I actually have another thing I wanted to go to the audience for. Oh, because they're... Oh, boy, indeed. So we get the three tenors to come back up in a second. A divorce. A couple weeks ago, a guy in his mid-40s, a lawyer, was married to a former Miami Dolphins cheerleader.
Mm.
And I guess, you know, they're head over heels for each other. They got wed. Mm. And then...
How did Miami talk on this podcast?
I know. Mm. I know. Well, it was everything I could do to stop from doing the U while we were talking Larinaga. But,
ew. God.
I know.
Are you a Miami fan?
No, not at all. But
you are wearing an orange shirt.
That is.
Yeah, which automatically makes you a Miami fan.
All right. That's right. You can beat me with a crowbar in the back of the head once we're done with the show for many reasons. But
just introduce me to Jeremy Shockey. It looks like he knows where all the good drugs are.
Did he get fucked up down there recently? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody knows the NFL jokes. I'm going to stop trying them anymore.
Exactly. They were writing a drama before I got here, and you make Shockey reference. Come on. Come on. Might as well talk Jason Pierre-Paul's blown-off fingers. No one's going
to... Now, they've had to have heard about that. You've heard about the NFL player who blew off his fingers with fireworks last year on the 4th of July?
Have you heard about this?
What?
Awesome.
Okay. Hi. My name is Jason Pierre-Paul. I blew off my finger last year while I was lighting off a firework. Just somehow, I don't know, I'm very physically capable and very physically smart, but somehow I just didn't know how to throw and release the firework from my hand. It just stayed in my hand and I wouldn't let it leave my hand, so it fucking exploded my hand.
Mr. Pierre-Paul, what does your finger look like today?
It looks like the Giants' overall win record of the past couple seasons.
Oh!
Non-existent. But also, like, they won two Super Bowls, so...
I don't know why I Googled the actual hand, because am I going to turn the laptop around and, like, just...
Okay, I just like to point out that among the first ten images of Jason Pierre-Paul that John searched, there is a picture of him dressed as a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Which one? On Reddit. He's Michelangelo. Because he's down a couple of fingers.
He actually wore, like, this weird, like, middle shuck piece
it turned
in his glove last season.
He had to plant his hand in the dirt.
Yeah, but it's cool. Like, defensive linemen get to wear, like, you know, taped up hands because they don't have any special qualities. So they just wrap their hands up like clubs so they can wrap their hands around people and be like, "Got him!" They don't have to do any, like, catching or you know. Yeah, I guess the one thing they're missing out on is, like, when they do that little finger wave, like, no.
The Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, because that's the right sport.
He's got a nub club there.
Wait, did you say a nub club?
A nub club. That's what his hand is, a nub club.
I feel like that's, like...
A nub club, everybody.
I feel like that's what, like, a high school bully walks by to, like, the chess club, and he's like, "Oh, look, it's the nub club. What's up, nub club?"
Because he had Taco Bell for breakfast?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
See, thank you. That's good.
I got it.
Yeah.
Question from the audience. Yes, question.
I
want
to speak really quickly.
Yeah.
My roommate asked me to inform the room that she's going to take a shower and she should not
go to the bathroom over there, but you should go down here if you have to go.
Oh, that's perfectly good. Good. All right.
What if I need to shower? Should I?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Papa's basement stands behind not walking in on people in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the topic again?
So the topic was plummeting sperm counts.
But now we have a picture of Jason Pierre-Paul dressed as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on the screen.
Mm-hmm. But we're doing the Miami divorce that took place. So this lawyer obviously was very attracted to this very capable cheerleader. I forgot what day job she had, but she'd moved on with her life. She's not still
cheerleading is not a day job?
No, it pays crap, apparently.
Hey, that's a lot of tough work getting my body in shape for this thing. Okay? I'm there busting my butt on the field every Sunday afternoon. How fucking dare you?
This cheerleader sounds an awful lot like Jason Pierre-Paul.
Hey!
The cheerleader was Jason
Pierre-Paul.
Yes. Oh, the Giants.
I gave my hand for this.
Hey, nobody's talking about the New York Giants budget right now. We have to work multiple positions, okay? I cheer, and I also get my fingers blown off.
That one guy's down for hand maiming. Who was laughing at that? Who really liked the finger? Yes.
That was a good bit.
Yes, he likes the finger exploding.
I don't need to explain my sense of humor.
No, I'm tracking with you, buddy.
The last time I did a Papa's Basement podcast with John
was today.
Yeah.
You too, man.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to join the cast,
yeah,
looking at you.
We developed a character, post-stroke Dick Clark. I did that.
The stroke developed that character.
I'd like to bring it up just because I'd like to bring in post-stroke Dick Clark because I want to kind of do that every time I jump on into the basement.
I mean, we're always honored to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Don't you fucking laugh, all right? Wait, I can do it. Don't give it to that Seacrest fucker. I can do it. All right, here we go. Every year, once a year, everybody is together for one magnificent moment as we take and we go from one year to the next year. The streamers will fly. And people have been waiting out there for hours and hours. They've been out there, and they've been doing it. And, you know, I can't be in the cold for that long. So, without further ado, we're going to hand it off to Kesha. So Kesha can to bring us into the new year on ABC. Whatever you do, don't change the channel to NBC. I will always be better than Ryan Seacrest. This has been a fun evening, and I'd like to thank everybody for watching the broadcast tonight, and we hope you enjoy your 2004.
That's a post-stroke Dick Clark.
Everyone, so brave of Mr. Clark to come on.
Yeah, we did that last time. That one that I just did was much more extensive.
Yeah.
We really gave this character a backstory. How did you feel about that, Chris?
That was fucking amazing.
Thank you.
This is brilliant work.
Yeah.
Mr. Clark, what did you have for breakfast?
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Nothing. I had nothing. And I fucking liked it.
I don't want to do that the whole time.
We've
I don't want to
like
do
5 minutes left. You can't
okay,
do
well,
5 minutes.
Well, let's transition to something else if we have 5 minutes left. Let's do a different voice, different character. What else did I do on the last one? I don't want to do something I did.
What?
All right. What? Hold on, hold on. What the fuck did he say, huh? Huh? No. Yeah, that's right.
John Candy on the toilet.
John Candy on the toilet? I'll tell you what that is. Fucking dead. All right? All right? Okay. Okay. I don't know. I just started doing De Niro. I don't know. Hey, fuck you. All right? Huh? I got bolts coming out of my fucking neck. All right? Huh?
Maybe it's least... least famous movie.
May, yeah, exactly.
You're
all right.
Nailing that weird, like, frown smile that De Niro does.
It's like this. It's like a, hey, what are you, like a little fucker or something, huh? Huh? What is this? What is this dance thing, huh? What are you doing, huh? What are you, why don't you watch a game with me, huh? Why don't you sit down and watch the fucking game with me, huh?
Okay, Mr. De Niro, what game did you want to watch?
No, this is the, Bradley, pull your shit together.
Bradley.
You gotta look at the script. This is fucking Silver Linings Playbook.
Why can't we do Goodfellas? One that I would know. Who the fuck?
You want to do Showtime
look,
with
look,
Eddie Murphy?
I can't. Oh, God. I can't fucking work like this anymore, huh? I can't do it.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Eddie Murphy?
What, didn't he do a movie with Eddie Murphy called Showtime?
I think he did. I think it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else thought that.
Has anybody seen Showtime with Rock? Oh,
MAGA over here.
MAGA.
MAGA.
MAGA's seen it. Hell yeah, MAGA.
How about The Fan? If we're going to name
Look,
horrible
movies. That's one of my favorite movies, and I've gotten ridiculed by friends for thinking that it's such a good movie.
Can you explain The Fan to take us out?
Yeah, so...
It's your time to shine.
Well, it's there's a fan of the San Francisco Giants, and he's really excited when they get... Bobby Rayburn, but Bobby Rayburn has a down season, and a part of it is because Benicio Del Toro's character, who gets signed mid-season by the Giants, takes Bobby Rayburn's number.
Oh, no.
So it's fucking with Bobby Rayburn's head.
Some high-stakes stuff.
So Bob De Niro, the fan, murders Benicio Del Toro's character.
That escalated quickly.
I don't know nothing about no murders.
Okay.
All right. All right. We're doing well. We're doing
great.
Yeah,
we are. That's...
Virginia's doing great.
I do like dead silence.
You want to know how this podcast went today, John?
How?
The highlight was fucking post-stroke Dick Clark.
I guess we can end on that. It's 7 p.m. Morgan, is that good for you?
Oh, please, God. Let it be over.
Okay. Wait. Quick plugs. Quick plugs for listeners and audience.
Well, now that we've sold the show so well, they're going
to... Yeah, this is Opie and Anthony.
Yeah. You guys can check it out in papasbasement.com. I assure you the studio product is pretty different, but...
Yeah.
All right, you guys can find me at work tomorrow.
Yeah. You're not going to retire on the back of this? All right, though.
My name is Jesse Robinson. You can follow me on Twitter at JesseRobinson94. I host a show on WERA 96.7 FM called The Provcast. It's a 30-minute conversation with actors, improvisers, and stand-up comedians. Feel free to check that out on Thursday nights from 7:30 to 8 p.m., or you can check out the podcast links on Mixcloud.com. Do
oh,
it.
Please,
fuck yeah.
Hop on, yeah.
Oh
we
God.
Can save this episode for the last 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm desperate for internet validation.
All right.
My Twitter is Morgan Smalley, 1, the number 1. Yeah. That's my Twitter. Yeah.
And Morgan, are you active on Twitter?
Yes.
I
post
sexually,
like,
John? You're
once every two or three days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I will follow.
Oh, you do the, like, the elbow thing as you're like going out.
Oh, yeah, like the Ashley Simpson getting busted lip-syncing on SNL jig.
I'm also available for any and all New Year's parties.
Nice. Is there a certain character you'll bring to that? Or?
Or if you guys just need somebody to awkwardly sit in your basement in front of 15 of your friends.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, all right.
I'm not kidding.
Well, guys, thank you for getting through this with us. It meant a lot.
I'm going to go watch Dunkirk.
Are you? Is it going to be easier on you than this was?
I don't know. It's IMAX, and I get kind of woozy, so.
Well, you enjoy that, Dunkirk. You earned it, sir.
All right. All
thank
right.
you for coming by. Everyone, yeah. please. Thank you.
Hey, real quick question. What are you guys doing after this? I'm not, like, asking you guys to go to a bar. I'm saying, like, what happens next?
After this, there's going to be Christian Escoto is going to do some comedy.
Oh, I think I've seen you at...
No, oh, like we've seen you at Summers a million times, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah, they do the Papa's Variety Show at Summers. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. It killed just
the same. Good luck following this, dude.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to have some stage readings.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Beautiful. Right. Thank, nice. Hey, right. John, thank you so much for having us here on the live version of Papa's. Appreciate it, buddy.
You don't need to humor me.
Yep.
All righty.
All right. Fuck you, John.
Did you get a picture of us at the table?
Yeah,
all
I
right,
did.
Great.